370. The Democratic nominations. The Democratic convention met at Charleston, South Carolina. It was soon evident that the Northern Democrats and the Southern Democrats could not agree. The Northerners were willing to accept the Dred Scott decision and to carry it out. But the Southerners demanded that this platform should pledge the party actively to protect slavery in the territories. To this, the Northerners would not agree, so the convention broke up to meet again at Baltimore. But there the delegates could come to no agreement. In the end, two candidates were named. The Northerners nominated Douglas on a platform advocating popular sovereignty. The Southerners nominated John C. Breckinridge of Kentucky. In their platform, they advocated states' rights and the protection of slavery in the territories by the federal government. 371. The Constitutional Union Party. Besides these three candidates, cautious and timid men of all parties united to form the Constitutional Union Party. They nominated Governor John Bell of Tennessee for president. In their platform, they declared for the maintenance of the Constitution and the Union, regardless of slavery. 372. Lincoln elected president, 1860. With four candidates in the field and the Democratic Party hopelessly divided, there could be little doubt of Lincoln's election.